This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the right. American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, being part of the conversation, just being part of the process, if you would. And I really do appreciate the time that you spend with us. I do appreciate the time that you spend with us, like I said, on the air or in the chat room or texting or tweeting or just being totally engaged and involved. Head up to the website, therealside.com. Buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, all the things you've been taught to be afraid of, and you don't have to be. They're all labels given to us by the left, which means absolutely nothing. Right? I mean, truly, they mean absolutely nothing. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. All right. I jump into these things because I run out of time to do them, and I think they're that important. You know, you always hear about, and now you're seeing more and more of a push to teach young kids, younger and younger and younger kids, about abortion. Younger and younger and younger kids that abortion is no big deal. And you would think today, with technology the way it is, that we would be pushing like crazy. You know, all you science freaks, why don't we look at what abortion really is from a scientific standpoint? Right? Let's look at it, and let's show it, and let's do it the way they do it, right? They call us climate deniers. Let's call them life deniers. There you go. If I'm a climate denier because I refuse to deal with settled science, then you're a life denier because you refuse to agree with settled science. Suicide rate for women having abortions is 6 times higher than those that actually give birth. What do you think of that? And I'm sure many of you are going, well, that's because it comes from life news. You know, they're all about, they're pro-life. Well, of course they are. Just like Planned Parenthood, everything they put out tells you how it doesn't hurt the baby. The baby doesn't feel any pain. It's not really a baby. It's just a ball of cells. And it's been disproven now for decades. It's not true. It does feel pain. It does know what's going on. It sucks its thumb. It tries to avoid, I don't know, what do you want to call them, the pliers? The tools to take them out. Sounds like they have a clue to me. Voluntary guidelines for post-abortion mental health evaluations during the month following an abortion failed to significantly decrease the rate of suicide after abortion in Finland. Now, Finland adopted the guidelines after a large-scale study of women's health records published in 1997 found that the suicide rate among women who had undergone abortions in the prior year was 3 times higher compared to women in the general population and 6 times higher compared to women who gave birth. So think about that. So even people who hadn't contemplated giving birth, having an abortion or anything like that, weren't pregnant, right? These women were three times higher in committing suicide. Mike Geisler of the National Institute of Health and Welfare, who was the lead author of the 1997 study, led a team of researchers to examine health records to see if the suicide rates went down after new guidelines were published. They found that the decrease in the suicide rate was not statistically significant. But so what I'm always talking about. Sometimes the numbers mean absolutely jack. Women with a recent induced abortion still have a twofold suicide risk. A mandatory checkup may decrease this risk. This was what they thought the law would do. Or what it was intended to do. But the study was didn't do it. Officials in Australia are also concerned about this. The increased risk of suicide following abortions have been recognized in Australia as well. And the 2013 Queensland Maternal and Prenatal Quality Council report notes... God, can they make these things any longer? Suicide is the leading cause of death in women within 42 days after their pregnancy and between 43 and 365 days after their pregnancy. There appears to be a significant worldwide risk of maternal suicide following termination of pregnancy. Right? A significant worldwide risk. In fact, a higher risk than that following term delivery. The potential for depression and other mental health issues at this time needs to be better appreciated. Active follow-up of these women needs to happen. Practitioners referring to women for termination of pregnancy or undertaking termination of pregnancy should ensure adequate follow-up for such women, especially if the procedure is undertaken for mental health concerns. Council Chairman Professional Michael Humphrey said, hey, the number of suicides was a key concern. Right? It's pretty scary, the professor said. But it's not just happening in Queensland. Right? I mean, it's happening all over the world. You're seeing it in Finland. You're seeing it in New Zealand. You're seeing it in the UK. So it's not a phenomenon to an area. It's not because they don't have better health, worse health care than we do, or better health care than we do. It is natural and normal to the system to want to carry a pregnancy all the way through term. That's why I've never understood reproductive health. You're stopping the reproductive system from doing what it was made to do, what it was intended to do. Whether you believe in God and Mother Nature, either or, this is what it was meant to do. You're stopping its natural flow of how things... Matter of fact, I don't have the study in front of me, but I remember doing a story about I don't want to say when women self-abort. When they have a miscarriage, and I guess you can't say a natural miscarriage, but when there's a miscarriage, women suffer deep depression because the chemicals aren't right. They don't get to work themselves out like they do in a regular pregnancy. So why would it be any different if you forced it? I'm Joe Vicente, your host. You are listening to The Real Side. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Slime me.
That's great! Actual physical contact! Can you move?
My daddy served in the army. We lost his right eye, but he flew a flag out in our yard. Till the day that he died, he wanted my mother, my brother, my sister, and me to grow up and live happy in the land of the free. Now this nation that I love is falling under attack. A mighty sucker punch came flying in from somewhere.
Come on, everybody, get ready.
Soon as we could see clearly through our big black eye, man, we lit up your world like the 4th of July.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and truly being part of the conversation. You can always send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. And please, no, in all sincerity, get involved in the conversation. In all sincerity, make sure that you really do, you really are part of the process. You know what I mean? Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So, before the break, we were talking about the suicide rate for women who have had abortions over those who have not had abortions, went to term, and those who, you know, weren't pregnant to begin with, and just living life. And in any other scenario, you'd be screaming for me to you know, look at the science. And according to this, and it's not in any particular place, it's everywhere. Australia, New Zealand, the UK. That women who have abortions are 3 times more likely than the average woman who hasn't even been pregnant to commit suicide, and 6 times more likely than women who actually gave birth, who brought it to term. That's a big deal, don't you think? There's a lot of evidence that significantly that proves that a significant proportion of women who have termination of pregnancies end up with mental health issues. Whether they are mental health issues related to the reason why the woman had the termination or they're related to the regret afterwards, they don't know because they don't do front end or pre and post evaluations. Besides the Finland study, large record-based studies from the United States, Denmark have found that the overall death rates were higher among women following abortion compared to those among women who had given birth. Now, you're being lied to by Planned Parenthood on a regular basis. They tell you it's much more dangerous to give birth than to have an abortion. I guess that's not true. Planned Parenthood would lie to us? Who knew? The U.S. study examined Medi-Cal records for more than 173,000 low-income California women who had experienced abortions or childbirth. Now, they linked these records to death certificates. The researchers found that women who had state-funded abortions were 2.6 times more likely to die from suicide compared to women who delivered their babies. Now, giving birth, on the other hand, was shown to reduce the women's suicide risk compared to the general population. And abortion is not beneficial to a woman's mental health. Now, the abortion advocates, they keep telling you that abortion is necessary to protect a woman's mental state. But a 2011 study published in the British Journal of Psychiatry found that 10% of the mental health problems among women, including 35% of suicidal behaviors, were attributed to abortion. But abortion is safe and sane and has no mental effect on women. Don't you know that? Ask Planned Parenthood. They'll tell you. These findings were based on the combined results of all studies published between 1995 and 2009. Right? They met strict inclusion criteria. The resulting in an analysis included 877,000 women from 6 countries. That's not bad. Women who aborted were 81% more likely to experience mental health problems compared to all other groups. 55% more likely to have problems compared to women who delivered an unplanned or unwanted pregnancy. So even when the distress of an unplanned or an unwanted pregnancy came about and those women actually carried the term and gave birth, they were less likely to want to commit suicide, even though they had the stress of an unplanned or an unwanted pregnancy. See, this is what I'm talking about. You need to know, you need to study. Look, for my biblical scholars, right? The Bible doesn't tell you to read the Bible. It tells you to study. That means you got to know what the words mean. You have to know what the terminology means. You have to really think about what's going on. And to think that, you know, they always tell you, well, what if somebody gets, you know, they get pregnant by accident? Nobody gets pregnant by accident, okay? Let's just be honest about it. If you don't take precautions, you don't do what you need to do to keep from getting pregnant, it's not an accident that you got pregnant. Because you couldn't take the 30 seconds it took to protect yourself, you know? A story for another day. Anyway, further, other analysis combining the results of 8 studies of women who experienced unwanted pregnancies published in 2013. So if you're saying that 1997 is too old, this is progressive through the years. A study published in 2013 concluded that there's no available evidence to suggest that abortion has therapeutic effects in reducing the mental health risks. Let me say that again. 2013. Now 6 years ago. Concluded that there's no available evidence to suggest that abortion has therapeutic effects in reducing the mental health risks of unwanted or unintended pregnancies. Lead author Professor David Ferguson, who has described himself in interviews as a pro-choice atheist. Also, now, that's important. And I always say, you know what? God's pro-choice. I believe that. We have a choice to do whatever we want to do. Doesn't mean we're going to do the right thing. Doesn't mean that he believes that we're always going to do the right thing. Yes, and God is gender-specific. But I mean, seriously, think about it. We have a choice to kill or not kill, love or not love. We have a choice to do all kinds of stuff. God doesn't strike you with lightning to keep you from doing something. Not last I checked. Matter of fact, if you think about it, what is it? Lightning is the not a way that many people die to begin with. So, the lead author, Professor David Ferguson, who is an atheist, also pro-choice, he led the research team in 2008 that concluded that women who continued an unwanted or mistimed pregnancy, as they put it, did not experience a significant increase in mental health problems. And further, having an abortion didn't reduce their mental health risks. Remember, we're told that these things do that. They take the stress off the mother. Speaking of stress, when we come back, Mueller gang lies even more trying to delay Jerome Corzine's case because they're screwed. That's really what it boils down to. We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Mancini, your host.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Mancini here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. A rendezvous in the White House Situation Room failed to bring Democrats and President Trump any closer on funding for a border wall. Incoming House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said Democrats want to end the 12-day-old government shutdown.
We're asking the president to open up government. We are giving him a Republican path to do that.
It was supposed to be a briefing on border security. Kevin McCarthy will be the minority leader when Democrats assume control of the House on Thursday.
I was a little disappointed with
I would say some on the other side. They wouldn't. Once the secretary started, the senator Schumer interrupted her, and they really didn't want to hear it.
Another meeting has been set for Friday. This is USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
I've never been so insulted in my life.
Well, it's early yet.
Hey, man. I don't feel like going to school no more. Me neither. Yeah, ready to go.
You can't teach me nothing I can't learn on the street.
Yeah.
I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732. 5563. Truly, thank you for being with me. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and just truly being part of everything, being part of the process. We're going to post that story about abortion up on the website later on. Because you really have to read, you have to read the numbers. I'm tired of people telling us there's absolutely no effect. It's natural. It's normal. It's not natural and normal to stop the process that Mother Nature or God has put in place. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. If you heard my interview with Jerome Corzai a couple of weeks ago, I got to give that guy a lot of credit, guts and credit. First of all, he talks about, you know, look, I'm an old man. What are they going to do, put me in jail for life? 10 years? They have to feed me, clothe me, take care of me from a health standpoint? Yeah, that's a terrible thing. But he says the only thing he has control of is his integrity. The only thing he has in control of is his mouth. So you understand when he says, I'm not letting them push me to lie so they can advance their lying cause and I don't get to go to jail, or I don't go to jail as long. So I'm not going to do it. So he turned around and now he's suing them. He's suing, you know, Mueller and the rest of them. Now, of course, I was in plea negotiations with Robert Mueller after being questioned by a special counsel for over 40 hours. And he goes through that. Go back and get the interview. You're going to hear what he went through and how they do it and how they catch you in a lie, if you would. You're better off saying, I don't recall. Or to my recollection, it was this, but I'm not sure. You'd be better off answering the questions that way. But he point blank said, look, the feds show up, say nothing. Just don't even talk to them. Anyway, they were questioning him about his advanced knowledge of what was going on with Julian Assange for the WikiLeaks, leaks. What's really funny is they're not going after Podesta. They're going after Clinton. They're not going after anybody who actually committed the crimes. Only the people who say the others committed the crime. It's just amazing to me. Mueller and his team have been leaking information about the investigation into Corzai to the left-wing journalist. So now the author is demanding $100 million in damages and $250 million in punitive damages. Good for him. I mean, I know it's taxpayer money. I hope he gets it. I hope he embarrasses the crud on the Mueller and team, and I hope he gets it. Corzai is represented in the suit by his defense attorney, David Gray, and longtime conservative gadfly and Judicial Watch founder, Larry Klayman. The suit takes some unusual takes, though, accusing Mueller of conducting unconstitutional surveillance of Corzai through the National Security Agency's PRISM program. It's a digital snooping program that exposed by NSA leaker Edward Snowden. Now, defendants Mueller, DOJ, NSA, CIA, and FBI had engaged in ongoing illegal, unconstitutional surveillance of the plaintiff Corzai in violation of the Fourth Amendment and the USA Freedom Act, as well as targeted PRISM collection under Section 702 of the Foreign Sovereignties Immunity Act at the direction of the defendant Mueller. The suit says with the latter reference apparently intending to invoke a different statute in a Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act. In other words, they didn't follow the law. They didn't follow the Constitution, and they broke the law. Wouldn't it be great if these guys could be held criminally liable for this? Wouldn't it be great to get these guys put away, even for like 6 months? Great to see Mueller in jail for 6 months. For squeezing, for, you know, just using power he really shouldn't have. A deep state leak revealed that Mueller was investigating whether Jerome Corzai had advanced knowledge that the WikiLeaks had obtained Hillary's campaign chairman John Podesta's emails. Now, again, why aren't these guys brought up on charges? They're looking at Stone, they're looking at Corzai, they're looking at Cohen, they're looking at all these people. And yet, truly, when you look at who had the real connections to Russia, you want to see really what Podesta was doing with the Russians, what Hillary was doing with the Russians? Hillary's brother being the biggest connection to the Russians? Did I say it was about the Russians? Mueller and his thugs are now threatening Dr. Corzai with prison because he refuses to lie. Right? Corzai calls them political criminals. Now, just the other day, Corzai tweeted that U.S. District Judge Leon ordered that the hearing on the $350 million federal lawsuit against Mueller will be heard on January 3rd. Judge Leon rejected Mueller's and DOJ's request to postpone because of a partial government shutdown. So, I guess he's got to be there. I think it's wonderful. Right? I think it's wonderful that these guys are going to have to account for what they did. They've got judges out there that aren't willing to put up with this garbage. It's about time. These guys do not have unreined control or unreined power. And from what I've read and from what I've seen, it doesn't matter what side of the aisle. Forget what side of the aisle you're on. Let's talk about what's really going down here, what they're doing. I mean, the DOJ, FBI, CIA, Secret Service, IRS, they all invoke fear like no other agency. So if somebody from the FBI comes and says, I want to talk with you, we have some questions for you about A, B, and C, my God, you would get nervous. Right? I would. I'm pretty thick-skinned and I would get nervous if they showed up for no reason and just started questioning you about things that you may or may not know. And nothing on Mueller about totally wiping the phones of Strzok and Page, right? That's okay. Not a big deal. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, I don't know if you guys heard this. Over the holidays or whatever, just before the new year. Not a big fan, but he is a human being. But conservative radio host Michael Savage has been hit with death threats, and now he's hiding again. I mean, this isn't the first time this has happened to him. Conservative radio host and best-selling author Doctor Michael Savage heads to a secret location after being hit with death threats. Right? Isn't this the love trumps hate kind of thing, right? Well, so when did love include death threats? How many of you threaten your wife to kill her if she didn't love you or something? I don't know. I mean, I don't know how they mix all this together. They always talk about how violent we are, how violent Trump is, how nasty we are, how hateful we are. But who are the ones that are attacking those on the right with violence? Right? These violent totalitarian thugs They want to kill people for the crime of having a different political opinion. They really do want us dead. This is the left. It just doesn't stop. So when you think about what's going on, you know, you've got city, state, and federal agencies investigating the, after a death threat was sent via email to a restaurant Michael Savage frequently dines at. The email sent to the restaurant was written in caps, calling Michael Savage a, God, a crypto Jew. What is a crypto Jew? You know what? What is it? They make up these words as they go. They make up these things. Anyway, so he's a crypto Jew and a white supremacist. And a piece of crap to top it off. Now, the Washington Times writes that portions of the email sent to the restaurant state in all caps, I demand that you refuse to allow Michael Savage in your blanking restaurant. Again, he is a racist, white supremacist piece of crap. Although they use different terminologies. I don't want to listen. If you don't want to listen to me, well, I guess you're all going to have to blanking die. Because I'm waiting for the blankety blanker. And I will wait and watch for your blanking business. And when I see him go in there, I'm going to start shooting everybody up. Now, I'm sure that, those are the exact words that a right-wing, constitutional-loving, Bible-thumping, right-wing white guy would say and do. He goes on to say, he says, I own three guns. I could do some serious blanking damage. He said, I'll kill as many of you racist, supporting, enabling white supremacists as I can, or as I blanking can. He says, people will be blanking dying. The email messenger wrote, I'm going to kill that blanking crypto Jew. If you don't want your whole business to turn into a blanking shooting gallery in your car. I mean, this guy was mad. Right? He must have got a bad meal here one day or something. So much for love Trump's hate, right? I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. Don't go far. A lot more after the break.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite feeds our body with the right nutrients to keep us healthy. Just listen to what Arthur has to say.
I was just calling to tell you what a great product you have. I had used this about, 10 years ago after I had congestive heart failure. And it fixed me up and got me going for the last 10 years. Lately, I've been having heart trouble again, so I placed another order because this was the only thing that ever worked. I just wanted to let you know that you have a great product.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I guess you can sum it up in two words. What's that? Get involved.
Come on. Get the sand out of your toes. Let's go. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you. I just, every time... I'm expecting Annette Funicello to go, you know, walking through the door in a bikini and the blanket and the beach ball and the whole nine yards. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Some of you know the show originates out of California. And I have some friends on the East Coast, and they were sending these. And they used to be cold weather, so it wasn't a big deal for them. They were sending, you know, what it was like going into Christmas and what it was like going into New Year's. And I sent them a picture of the temperature on my dashboard, which was 42 degrees the other day. And they're like, where do you live in Northern California? I said, no, I live in Southern California. Right where, you know, it's supposed to be sunny. And thank God it doesn't rain in Southern California, because we'd be an ice slick everywhere. There'd be accidents every place. Every time it rains one time, it's massive, the amount of accidents that we have. But yeah, it was 41 degrees. I'm like, what? What the heck is going on here? And no, it's not global cooling, warming, climate. What is it? They don't even call it climate change anymore. They have another name for it now. They actually changed the name again. Yeah. When I get it, I'll let you know. If anybody knows, send it to me. Really. Joe@therealside.com. Joe@therealside.com. Okay. You know, just when you thought that Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez couldn't get any more rich. And I mean that from a fun standpoint. She does it again. So apparently this weekend she tweeted out a picture of the sign on her door. And she must have gone to the, you know, the ethics school of Elizabeth Warren. She sends out the picture and she says, she's just your average girl from the Bronx. There's only one problem with that. She's not from the Bronx. She must be geographically challenged. That's what it is, right? We should make fun of the geographically challenged, right? So, she claims or she pretends that she grew up in the Bronx. And thank God somebody actually called her out for this. Michael Knowles called her. I said, listen, the average household wealth of the town where you grew up is $1.2 million. 1.2. Right? And if you think about that, in the Bronx, the average worker in the Bronx probably makes $40,000, $50,000, $60,000 a year. I didn't look it up, so I don't know. I'm guessing. But I'm sure in the inner city, it's not big bucks, right? This week, an anonymous classmate reached out to the Gateway Pundit and sent several photos of Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez from high school. The classmate went to and graduated from Yorktown High School in Westchester County. Ocasio-Cortez graduated 2007 with honors. Now, Yorktown Heights is a... How does she graduate with honors? Have you heard her speak? Oh, it can't be a good school. It's in the middle upper class community located in northern Westchester County. I'm looking at the yearbook now, 2007, Yorktown High School. The education was received at Yorktown was excellent. We had many well-funded after-school programs, very good cafeteria food, access to Putnam, Northern Westchester, whatever these are, for trade school. Lacrosse was our biggest sport, lacrosse. Doesn't sound like that's an inner-city sport. We were terrible at football, but decent at soccer. The average home cost in Yorktown goes from $477,000 to $1.5 million. Right? There was a very large theater and dance and band department. You were considered poor if your parents made $50,000 a year. Everyone drove a car when they got their license, including Sandy, which was the name she went by in school. Some students had a BMW. Some students had a Range Rover or similar brand when they turned 16. Now, Alexandria went by Sandy, and you know how you can tell? Because in the yearbook, she uses Sandy Ocasio under her picture. So the guy's not making it up as he goes. It's in the yearbook. The classmate went on to tell Gateway Pundit that she does not like Sandy's political and does not want to live under communism. Right? So even her classmates think that she's not playing with a full deck. He also says that Bernie Sanders is passing on the socialist torch to Sandy. I love it. I love when I see these things, right? And when you look at this, when you look at the clothes that she's wearing, the clothes that the kids around her are wearing, right? The grounds. Doesn't look like an inner city high school. But she'll ride that forever, won't she? That she's just a girl from the Bronx, which is such a, I mean, makes for a great book, or a great book title. All right, people, so here comes my admonishment to you in the last minutes of the show. I could do another story, maybe. Tammy would kill me, though, if I did, I'm sure, at this point. And I'm going to put some of these postings up about the former ICE chief, Tom Homan. He's been ripping up on Nancy and Chuck Schumer about the border wall because they have no clue. They don't know what it's all about. They don't know what it will do. And it's just wrong. It's wrong. It's wrong for them to hold off on. It's wrong for them to hold back. All right, look at all the turmoil we're going through. I don't think it's going to get any better. I actually think it's going to get worse over the next few years. They are ready to launch at the end of this week or the beginning of next week 86 different investigations into Trump. Just Trump. And when you see some of the asinine things they're going to be running the investigations for, you really will sit back and go, well, why didn't they look into, things going on with Clinton? And I don't mean just the email thing, because that's been looked into death. But what about the data that the FBI took those machines and gave them back? Right? That Hillary Clinton was interviewed after NDAs, non-disclosure agreements, were signed by the FBI agents. When did that happen? I thought the law applied to everybody equally. Maybe not. So in the last election, what I noticed was a real big deal in the general elections. Less people turned out. Less Republicans turned out than turned out 2 years ago. So all I have to say is, this is your fault. If you didn't come out and vote because you thought you had nothing to vote for, this will be your fault. If we are in gridlock, and President Trump does nothing but have to defend every little thing, every sneeze, every amount of tissue paper that he used for the next 2 years, this is your fault. I have in my area, I now have a devout Bernie socialist on a school board because our people didn't come out and vote. They didn't come out and do the right thing. I have a whole board, education board, if you would, that has no problem skirting the law. That has no problem doing what they believe is right for them. And unless we get off our butts, this is what happens in cities everywhere across the country every year. You have got to pay. Nancy Pelosi got in office because nobody was paying attention. I'm not joking, I'm serious. If you watch what these people... How did Ocasio get in office? Sheila Jackson Lee. Maxine Waters. I can hit the right side, too, with some of those nut jobs. But these are the most evident. And if you want to see what government would look like, totally, totally run by Democrats, look at California. Look at where it's going. Look at what's going on. Look at what's doing here. The state, or the city in this case, San Francisco City, is paying street cleaners $165,000 a year plus benefits to clean off human excrement off the streets, because there's so much of it. To clean up the needles off the streets, because there's so many of them. Right? I mean, seriously. And the people are afraid, a lot of people are afraid to say anything because it's politically incorrect to get down on the junkies in the street that are crapping in the street while they're shooting up in the street. That's a bad thing to do, apparently. I mean, think about where we've come to as a society. What we think is okay now or not okay, or what we can speak about and what we can't speak about. It's getting worse. It's not getting better. It's getting worse. We need to turn this around. And the only way you're going to turn this around, and we're going to have to fight some of our own. I have some of my own people that were close friends that are in the party. We're not there. We're not on the same page. You know, our founding fathers went to great length. They lost life, property, liberty, to ensure that we were a republic and not a democracy. I don't know if you know this, but the word democracy doesn't appear in the Declaration of Independence, or in the Constitution, or any other of our founding documents. We are a representative republic. Hey, I'm Tobin, senior host. Always a pleasure. Glad to be back. Hope you're glad to have me back. We're going to be here all week. Hopefully you will too. God bless. Have a great day.